This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The second night of the Republican National Convention gets underway this hour, with First Lady Melania Trump delivering the keynote address this evening and remarks anticipated from presidential offspring Eric Trump and Tiffany Trump, as well as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to make appearances each night of the four-day convention, culminating in an acceptance speech from the White House on Thursday. A Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives, Joaquin Castro, has opened an investigation into Secretary of State Mike Pompeo regarding a controversial decision to speak in support of U.S. President Donald Trump tonight during the Republican National Convention. Castro sent a letter to the nation's second highest ranking diplomat, Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Bagan, on Tuesday. The letter said, quote, it is highly unusual and likely unprecedented for a sitting Secretary of State to speak at a partisan convention for either of the political parties. It appears it may also be illegal. That's the end of the quote. The letter asks Bagan if he plans to investigate a possible violation of the Hatch Act. That's a law that prevents government employees from engaging in political speech while on duty. Pompeo, who's traveling overseas, is set to deliver a speech taped during his stay in Jerusalem, in which he urges U.S. voters to support President Trump. Traditionally, the nation's top diplomat refrains from voicing an opinion on the presidential race. Pompeo's office even sent out the usual State Department memo reminding diplomats overseas to avoid taking sides in the run-up to the election. Pompeo's staff says he delivered his remarks in a personal capacity and used no State Department funds in doing so. Critics maintain he should not be speaking out during the convention at all, and certainly not while traveling overseas on government.